Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Who are you?
I'm Travis. Travis Scott.
From a young artist out of Houston who suffered through poverty and homelessness to a best-selling hip-hop star with millions of diehard fans, few careers compare in success to that of Travis Scott. His massive fan base is proof enough, but he has the brand deals and consistent number ones to back it up. If anyone is at the top of the world, it's LaFlame. And yet, it's impossible to ignore the glaring stain that tarnished his career back in 2021. This moment was supposed to kill his career, and his numbers began plummeting as death tolls rose at the Astroworld Festival. But only a couple of years later, he's as popular and beloved as ever. And today, we'll explore how Travis Scott defeated the odds and proved he's too big to fail. His story begins in the place where it nearly fell apart, Houston, Texas.
Where did it all start?
It started on fucking 2026 Waterfall Drive, man. My mom's house, my dad's house. When I turned my bedroom into a full-blown studio, like, fuck the bed. Fuck everything, man. Like, I slept in a chair. You know, shit was just, like, real, you know?
A young Jacquees Webster showed interest in music ever since he was a kid. A product of his dad and grandfather, who pursued music as a drummer and a jazz player, respectively. But despite his early hustle to become a hip-hop artist, his parents recognized the lack of stability there and pushed him to attend college instead. He ended up enrolling at the University of Texas at San Antonio, but his time here was short-lived. You see, school wasn't really Travis's thing. He was very intelligent, but at the time, he knew that he had the talent to become something greater. This led him to do something risky, and at first, it didn't pay off. He snuck behind his parents' back at the age of 19 and dropped out of school entirely. His parents continued to send the money for school, but he was using every penny to fund flights to New York and Los Angeles, the hip-hop capitals of the world.
You just moved to New York on the, like, I want to try to pursue this?
Well, I was in college. My mom thought I was in school, so she thought I was paying for school, but she was, like, paying for, like, food and plane tickets.
This dangerous game only lasted so long, though. After paying him a surprise visit at school, his parents realized that he was long gone. That's when they decided to teach him a lesson, the hard way. His parents cut off all financial support, and without a job or any breakthrough opportunities in the rap game, Travis was forced into a period of true homelessness.
I was homeless at this time. Like, I had no crib, none of that.
You were homeless or you were couch surfing?
No, I was, like, homeless. Like,
you were in the street?
Yeah, in the street, like, in my friend's car.
Oof. Travis had invested everything to his name into making his rap career work.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
And it completely backfired. Or so he thought. What seemed to be the biggest mistake of his young life would soon turn into something far different, becoming his golden opportunity to have everything he dreamed of. While his time in New York may have led him to homelessness, it's also where he recorded a few tracks that caught the attention of A-list rappers like T.I. and Kanye West. One track in particular caught their eyes, titled Lights, Lovesick. I'm sorry, but that bitch gonna be looking all on TV crying, I'm alright looking while I'm probably in the ride going alley fucking with Molly. Unsurprisingly, this video stood out to fans and artists alike. The wild visuals and a cadence on par with growing artists like Kid Cudi and Kanye West set him apart, yet made his work feel familiar. People were blown away by this debut and recognized the talent behind the man who created it. It was actually upon landing in LA that Travis heard from T.I. At first, he didn't believe it, but in no time, he was working with him in the studio before being flown back to New York by Kanye with the same goal in mind. These monumental sessions allowed Travis to sign with Grand Hustle Entertainment and Good Music in 2012, the record labels of T.I. and Ye respectively. Having these talented men take him under their wings put Travis in a good starting spot, yet it came with intimidation.
I played Ye my music. He fucked with this shit so hard, man. It's like, man, you're gonna be the future, man.
How do you feel when he said that?
Man, that's like a lot of pressure.
He spent the next year working behind the scenes on projects for Ye, Jay-Z, and tons of other class acts. And it was this hard work that earned him a spot in the 2013 XXL freshman class alongside Absol and Joey Badass before ever dropping a project of his own. That, pass that, light it up and it blow. Imagery abstract is like NASDAQ when I stock it up and it grow. This opportunity set Travis before the eyes of the mainstream. And what better time to start releasing? Only a few months following the cipher, his debut mixtape, Owl Pharaoh, was born and was quickly followed by Days Before Rodeo in 2014. Days Before is often thought to be Travis's best work by his diehard fans, which is crazy because it was never meant to be a full project.
You know, I just dropped this free album.
Now, what's with this free album, man? You just want to give away free music?
I mean, I just thought like it was like at a point where I'm about to drop my album called Rodeo. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to like instill like, you know, the sound of like, you know, kind of like tell people like what it was, my album's going to feel like and like the story, the pre-story mm-hmm. to it, you know.
Regardless, fans love to accept.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Accessibility of the album, and many recognize this project as his first attempt at establishing a unique sound. The raw talent on the line here made the mixtape unforgettable. With all this in mind, the perfect storm was brewing for Travis Scott to launch him into success. And he capitalized hard on this momentum with a quick follow-up in 2015. Don't you open up that window, don't you let. At an after party for JMB LYA Music Festival in Texas, Travis played Antidote live for the first time, only days after it was recorded. It wasn't even finished yet, but it was clear that people loved it, and he released it soon after on SoundCloud. He captioned it, saying that the song was for real ragers only, and that it was an exclusive single not to be featured on Rodeo. But its success gave him no choice. With the hype surrounding the song, alongside Days Before Rodeo and standout features on multiple tracks, it's no surprise that Travis debuted at number 3 on the Hot 100 for his first album's release, becoming the number 1 rap album at the time. Now everyone was talking about Travis Scott. With more fans and exposure came more shows and performances, and this time in the spotlight was when controversy around Travis Scott started to surface. In February of 2015, Travis was a featured artist on the first ever Rolling Loud in Miami. Despite the hurricane-level weather in the area, it was the La Flame fan base that brought the house down in the end. The chaotic nature of his shows truly began to shine, and it was clear that the energy he was bringing to rap was much like that of punk rock and heavy metal. That summer, Trav was arrested after his Lollapalooza performance for disorderly conduct, as he seemed to encourage the crowd to rush the stage. This moment was pretty chaotic, but it doesn't come close to some of Travis's antics that we'll look at later in this video. Inciting this behavior landed him a year of court supervision, but other than the slap on the wrist, he mostly got off scot-free and avoided any jail time or major fines. However, Travis defended the nature of his shows and defended himself in this interview, claiming he's not this angry psycho motherfucker.
Think about the last time you had to cancel subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
And that he just gets excited. He goes on, reminding everyone that he doesn't want to hurt anybody. He's just a kid, still learning how all of this works. Chilling words that wouldn't age well for the young star. Travis continued his streak into 2016 with the release of Birds in the Trap Sing Like McKnight, which debuted at number one, outperforming Drake, Rihanna, Beyonce, and others that week. Not bad for a rookie. With the immediate success of this album, which many consider one of his weakest works, it was clear that the hype was very real, and his insane crowds at shows like Made in America Festival would only further prove it. And of course, he continued to establish that his concerts were rough, rowdy, and rage exclusive, making statements like these on stage.
So I'm letting you know right now, if you're not trying to mosh, if you're not trying to crowd surf, yeah, if you want to just stand and see if this shit gonna be lit, yeah, please get the fuck out!
He added to the intensity by frequently performing his most upbeat popular songs, like the time he broke a Guinness World Record by playing Goosebumps an insane 14 times in a row in Oklahoma City. Something that people aren't talking enough about is how he carried that same energy into 2023, when he performed Fiend 10 consecutive times in Rome, and things got a little crazy.
People felt shaking near the historical site Circus Maximus, but it wasn't an earthquake, it was a Travis Scott concert, and fans jumping so vigorously there that the ground shook to the equivalent of a magnitude 1.3 earthquake.
The Travis Scott train was moving fast, growing large, and getting crazier. It was no longer a question of whether he would make it or not. Now, it was a matter of how long he would last. Instead of pushing further, 2017 called for a break. Travis's insane streak ended on a high note with some of the most fun and unique trap music from this generation. For the next couple of years, Travis would shift his focus from building his discography to expanding his name as a brand and an asset, a money move that he likely learned from one of his mentors. He spent the next year creating his record label Cactus Jack, releasing his first of many legendary Nike sneakers, and collabing with several brands, which would become a staple of his star status for years to come. In that time, Trav also became a father to Stormy, the daughter he had with Kylie Jenner in 2018, which became a major focus for him at the time. This public relationship with a superstar celebrity also helped launch Travis even further into the public eye, and it was getting to the point where nobody had an excuse not to know who he was. This isn't all to say that he stepped away from music entirely. In fact, he and Quavo dropped a joint project called Huncho Jack's.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
/ Jack Hunt Show in 2018. And of course, it was a huge hit. On top of that, he had a ton of big features during this time, including Love Galore, Portland, Ghostface Killers, and more. All earning him more credit and appeasing his fans until his next project was ready. He also performed at Coachella, America's most famous music festival, for the first time in his career, along with several other festivals and events. This time didn't come without imperfections, most of which actually occurred at the various shows Travis Scott was performing. First, Travis Scott was again arrested in Arkansas after he invited fans to rush the stage. It resulted in several injuries. This time, he had to pay up, which included two lawsuits from those injured. Months later, Travis spotted a fan hanging off the balcony at a New York show and challenged him to jump.
Turn the lights on. I see you, bro. You gonna do it. Give me 18 real quick.
Unfortunately, this guy ended up partially paralyzed, and this outcome was easily avoidable if Travis Scott shut it down instead of encouraging the behavior. It's clear that it didn't really bug Trav either, because he ended up rapping about it on a bar for his song Stargazing off his album Astroworld.
It ain't a mosh pit if ain't no injuries. I got him stage diving at the nosebleeds.
There were some repercussions, sure, but Travis was still getting away with endangering fans without worrying about the consequences. And it was only a matter of time before the price was too much for him to pay. Building his brand and throwing out singles here and there wasn't going to cut it forever, as fans were starving for Travis's next project. Lucky for them, he delivered with a grand slam.
But it's life I cannot change.
Butterfly Effect was the lead single of Astroworld, what fans expected to be his greatest project yet. There was tons of love for the song, debuting in the Hot 100 and peaking at the 50th spot before eventually going quadruple platinum. Even the music video blew up with nearly 500 million views, not just for the song, but also those eccentric visuals that Travis was famous for from day one. The same creative vision that made him famous. Little did they know, this track wasn't even close to his best work on his upcoming album, and Scott still had several tricks up his sleeve. Come 2018, fans were finally blessed with the album, and it blew up more than anything we've ever seen. The reactions were priceless.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Especially for Sicko Mode, before it was unfortunately memed to death.
Track three.
Astro.
Wait.
Yeah.
Wait. What?
Not only was the music great, but the aesthetic of the album's rollout only got people more hype. There were also tons of great features, even though Travis Scott didn't include them on the track list, which made them even more unexpected and exciting for fans. This project showcased perhaps LaFlame's greatest talent in the music industry, and Anthony Fantano said it best.
Travis was building himself up not to be just an artist, but also a curator, much in the same way that a Kanye West or an A$AP Rocky or a DJ Khaled sort of plays a directorial role on a song, bringing a lot of different talent together.
The album immediately soared to the top spot, a success that cemented Trav as a global icon. Unfortunately, it also resulted into the craziest Grammy snub of all time.
And the Grammy goes to Invasion of Privacy, Cardi B!
Besides this, nothing could go wrong for Travis. The album was followed by three insane singles that each spent time at number one: Highest in the Room, Franchise, and The Scots. Not to mention that we also got some iconic verses from him on Love Hurts, Overdue, ZZ, and much more. Meanwhile, Travis's brand deals were taking off. He was still putting out heat with Nike, now along with PlayStation, Reese's Puffs, and even Fortnite. Only the second artist to ever hold a concert in-game. He even collabed with McDonald's for their first celebrity meal in almost 30 years, becoming the second person to ever do so behind only Michael Jordan, and it spawned some hilarious videos.
You already know why I'm here. No, I'm just kidding. Can I just have two Oreo McFlurries?
Oh, damn it. Oh, damn, we don't even got ice cream.
What? Travis was so insanely big during this time that the mayor of Houston gave Travis the key to the city and even pledged to reopen the original Astroworld theme park that the project was inspired by. I could go on and on and on about how successful this man was, especially during the Astroworld days. His rise to the top is incredible, and I don't think we've ever seen anything like it. Which is why what happened in November of 2020...
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time, and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
21 is all more confusing, unexpected, and devastating.
Now, what went wrong at the Astroworld Music Festival? An estimated 50,000 people at the sold-out event, the crowd pushing forward during the performance by rapper Travis Scott.
Stop the show! Stop the show!
At one point, the crowd chanting, "Stop the show," as an injured person lay on the ground.
We need somebody to help him. Somebody pass out right here. Somebody passed out right here. Don't touch him. Everybody just back up.
First off, I want to give my condolences to the families of these 10 victims who sadly lost their lives on the first night of Astroworld 2021. Ranging from 27 to 9 years old, these individuals were sadly pronounced dead after becoming compressed in the uncontrolled crowd that night, which went on to injure hundreds more. This comes after major accommodations were made after Astroworld 2019, when fans also rushed the stage. Barricades were made stronger, and the size of emergency staff increased to 1,200. They even cut the size of the event in half, from 100,000 to 50,000 attendees, but it wasn't enough. And to make matters worse, fans were storming in, making the venue extremely overcrowded. And as we've seen time and time again, Travis's shows are known to stir chaos and occasionally violence. These factors combined produce rap's most tragic concert. This day will forever live in infamy amongst Houston, and tragically at the hands of a man who was considered a hero of the city. The world was frozen in shock at what unfolded that night, and the next step was not only unclear, but unfathomable. What should have come next is hard to say, but whatever it was is far from what happened. Only a couple of days after the events unfolded, Travis posted a video on his Instagram. Let's just say people were not quick to accept his apology.
I just want to send out prayers to the ones that was lost last night. My fans really mean the world to me, and I always just really want to leave them with a positive experience.
This video was immediately met with criticism for its forced, ingenuine nature. People were saying it sounded like an apology to a sibling and making fun of his body language throughout the video.
Man, you can tell this clip is serious because he put the black and white filter on it, fuck. You can tell it's really getting to him.
But above all else, everyone believed that Travis should have accepted responsibility for what happened, something that he failed to recognize in his apology video.
While Travis Scott wasn't responsible for the conditions that caused the horrible crowd management and the crowd crushing,
you really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
He had ample opportunity to pause the concert or stop the show altogether.
But clearly, if we look back at the video, there's no real curiosity on his part to understand the gravity of what's happening around him. And with this being his festival, he does have at least some level of obligation to want to know that, to be involved in understanding that.
LaFlame put a target on his back for this horrible PR attempt, and it wouldn't take long for the millions of people who looked up to him to suddenly turn their backs. The consequences for Travis go beyond his fan base. He was getting hit with tons of lawsuits, his brand deals began fizzling out, and he wouldn't dare put on another show for some time. For the first time, Travis Scott was truly paying for the hurt he caused, and he couldn't use his money to get out of this one. He even tried paying for the funeral of 9-year-old Ezra, the tragedy's youngest victim, but the family denied the offer. They stated that Travis needed to face his responsibility for what happened, and that his devastation didn't come close to what their family was dealing with. It was clear that Travis was going to have to come eye to eye with his mistakes, and it would take some time for people to let him forget about them, especially with artists now making statements like these at their shows.
Relax, it's okay. It's okay, you can tell. You're good, it's okay. We're taking care of our people, hold on. I wait for people to be okay until I keep going.
On top of everything, thousands across the internet called for Travis to be canceled and urged people to delete his music. The only thing left on Travis's side now was time. Travis's last hope to heal remaining wounds and slowly revive his image. This would be the true test of his career's longevity. Aside from a poorly received interview with Charlamagne tha God only a month after Astroworld, Travis pretty much vanished from the public eye until April of 2022. Future dropped Hold That Heat with a surprising feature from Travis Scott, but LaFlame's true return to the mainstream was at the Billboard Awards the following month. He would continue to make a return with a performance at Coney Island and a show in London, where he shared this moment with Kevin Durant and James Harden. Looking back, this felt like a classic Travis clip, and it was small moments like these that gently brought his personality back to the public eye and helped people warm back up to him. He made his festival return over the summer too.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
When Future brought him out at Rolling Loud Miami, Travis was making some good, steady progress in his strive to return to the mainstream, highlighted by several strong 2022 features on tracks such as Let's Pray, Trance, and Never Sleep. As the year rounded out, rumors were spreading that Travis's next album was on the way, Utopia. This would be the true test of his career. Was he really back? Would people actually tune in? Whatever questions remained, this would be the defining moment to answer them all. The release of Utopia in 2023 literally crashed streaming services. And before long, Travis Scott broke records for the most monthly listeners in Spotify history. Needless to say, the album was an enormous hit as his return to music coupled with a 5-year wait for his dedicated fan base. Thankfully, it brought the hype that Trav had promised for years. Trav went all out with a track list that sported an insane variety with features from Beyonce, Drake, Bad Bunny, Playboi Carti, and so many more. He really assembled the Avengers for this one, which certainly helped him enter into the Grammys conversation right away. La Flame was back on the top in what felt like almost no time at all, with the best numbers and most packed shows in the industry. But that isn't the end of the story. The entire world seemed to have forgiven Travis. People knew that he was a chaotic guy who was known for getting out of hand at times. I mean, he literally came back from getting canceled just to punch a DJ and destroy his stuff, and nobody ever cared. Most people can agree that Travis made a huge mistake, but he worked in his time away to make sure that these things wouldn't happen to his fans ever again. People who have been at his recent shows talk about the improved security presence and how the tragedy itself has kept concertgoers more mindful. However, this is one hurdle that Travis has yet to get over, and it's his own hometown of Houston, where the tragedies of Astroworld feel all too recent to this day. In October of 2023, the mayor of Houston announced that Trav would be playing in the city, this time with a well-thought-out approach for the venue, security, etc., to make everyone more safe and comfortable. But whenever the tour dates for Utopia came out weeks later, Houston's glaring absence had people scratching their heads. The exact details behind this are pretty unclear, and there are many speculations as to why it didn't work out. But one thing that is for certain, the people of Houston haven't forgiven Travis, and certainly didn't accept his lousy apology back in 2021. It's no secret that Travis is an awkward guy and has often struggled to articulate himself.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
With words alone, which is why so many people believe that the track My Eyes on Utopia was his real apology. I replay them nights, and right by my side, all I see is the sea of people that round me. If they just knew what Scotty would do to jump out the stage and say I'm a child of this. But seeing as Travis has yet to perform in his hometown, a place that used to welcome him with open arms and insane energy, it doesn't look like they've forgiven the global star. So while Travis Scott proved that failure was never an option for an artist of his size, talent, and appeal, he still pays the price of his mistakes and may never be accepted by the people of Houston ever again.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce, who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.